Ms. John said with the emergence of new variants, the ministry is working assiduously to protect the population. She said persons should consider a booster shot to ensure they have added protection.
A booster shot is definitely recommended at this time for those persons who have been vaccinated for about 6 to 8 months, depending on your vaccine. So if you have taken your AstraZeneca before, you can wait up to 8 months. Your Pfizer, you can wait up to 6 months. And your Sputnik, you could go about the same 8 month period there. The interesting thing to note is that with in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, with the presence of the variants of concern, we are definitely going to have to make sure that we are protected and we're on top of it. So I know a lot of persons may now be experiencing flu-like symptoms, or you probably previously you were experiencing flu-like symptoms, but you said to yourself, you know, I'm not going to go get tested because if I go and get tested, I'm going to miss out on the Christmas celebration. But that was extremely risky because now you have exposed a number of other persons and you have not given them the opportunity to make that decision on their own. So again, I'm encouraging persons, if you are experiencing flu-like symptoms, one, do not run to go and take the vaccine now. So you should really try to get assessed first, and that would require a test in most instances. And two, if you are not experiencing any flu-like symptoms and you've taken a vaccine over a specific period, you really need to consider a booster shot. Because with the new variant, the American variant, you really need to have that additional protection.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, child rights advocate in Jamaica, Betty Ann Blaine, is urging the government to quickly establish a comprehensive national plan of action to address what she said is the worsening chaos and negative impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the nation's children. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Barbados since the outbreak now stands at 28,960. Internationally, more than 2,000 people traveling on a cruise ship in Indian waters have been prevented from disembarking after a COVID outbreak on board. At least 66 people aboard the ship have tested positive for the virus. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the UK's state-run hospitals will face considerable pressure in the coming weeks due to a steep rise in infections. Speaking during a visit to a vaccine center, Johnson said the pressure on its hospitals is going to be considerable in the course of the next couple of weeks and maybe more as the Omicron variant continues to surge throughout the country. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.